Hey, this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zamo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Please tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the damn room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, dogs, or geckos. That's right, no geckos. I don't trust you bastards. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Hey there, you're listening to the Zamo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo, obviously. You know who I am. I'm the genius. I'm sure all your mothers have been after you complaining that you're not as good as I am. Anyways, so second episode, right? Yeah, that's right. Second episode. It's hard to keep track. With all the naps and whatnot, it seems like it's been longer than it has been. But, you know, it's just been a week. A long, crappy week on my end here. I don't know how yours was. But the weather sucked here in Vancouver. I mean, it usually does. But it's starting to get to me. Well, at least I get to take my frustrations out on my pet monkey. I've been hiding her things, selling her crap on eBay, tail whipping her, jumping up and down on the back of her head when she's sleeping. And then she wonders, do I have a headache when I wake up? And I just laugh. Anyways, it was her hatch day or whatever it is the monkeys call it, the humans. And she got a cake, but she wouldn't share none of it with me. Not even one of them delicious maraschino cherries from the top of it, the greedy mammal bitch. The vet says iguanas can't eat that stuff, Zamo. Well, screw the vet. He's a monkey, after all. I don't trust his credentials. I don't trust him at all. I mean, she drags me out there for a visit. He pokes me in the belly. He tries to squish my jaw. And at the end, what does he always say to the monkey? Zamo's looking great. Zamo's a perfect specimen. Well, I could have told you I was perfect. No stupid car ride needed to the place that smells like dog farts and cat breath. God, I hate cats and dogs. Dogs are retarded. Cats are evil. And they all stink. All mammals tend to stink, but ugh, dogs stink the worst. I will say this. The mammals stink, but at least it's an honest stink. You ever had a pet monkey who used fruit-scented body wash? Talk about bait and switch. This one time I'm minding my own business, looking out the front window, imagining having everything I see bulldozed, all the human condo buildings and all that crap. I don't want to see any of it. I want to bulldoze it all and make my own jungle gym with big trees. The sort that I like to climb, not the crappy sort that grow around here, you know, with the itchy needles and stuff. I hate those things. Anyways, you know, when I'm in charge, things will change. Anyways, so I'm minding my own business, and I catch a whiff of sweet mandarin orange scent. Oh, makes my mouth water just thinking about it. And I was confused, because the monkey claimed to be out of oranges the last time I demanded she give me some. And she wasn't going grocery shopping to fetch me more treats until the next day. Lazy bitch. But I smell them, and I go looking, and I follow the scent. And it's coming from upstairs, which is weird, because the kitchen is downstairs. And usually she keeps the treats in the kitchen. But you know, I always thought she had a secret stash of treats that she kept hidden from me, so she could have them and not share. So I figure, well, maybe they are upstairs. I go following the scent. It's coming from the bathroom. It's usually, you know, it's weird. Usually whatever smell is coming from the bathroom isn't a good one. But this one was. So I had to go in. And I hear the shower running, but I assume that's a good thing. Because if the shower's running, she won't see me pilfering her treat stash if she's busy shaving her back or whatever it is the monkeys do in there. And I'll find no treats in the cabinet under the sink or in the linen closet. The treat smell seems to be coming from within the shower. Okay, so I open up the door and... Jesus, monkey, put some friggin' clothes on! Are you trying to blind me? And she freaks out, like, Zamo, damn it, I'm in the shower, get out of here! And I'm like, just tell me where the mandarins are, I smell mandarins, I stick my hand out, well, one of them, the other one... You know, I was holding over my eyes because, God, who the hell wants to see that? They're so weird looking, especially naked and ugly. Jesus, they're an ugly species. God must have been so drunk that day when he made them. Anyway, she's insisting, these new mandarins. I don't believe her for a second. But I don't want to open my eyes either, because I don't want to see that. She says, oh, it's this body wash goo stuff she's using. I said, well, okay, give me some, you know, I'll take it. I'll taste it if it's like mandarin goo. And she says, well, you can't eat it. It's not for eating. It's just for washing. What the hell, monkey? Why you got soap that smells like food? The hell is wrong with you?
Well, it smells nice.
Yeah, it does. But you're not supposed to smell nice. You're supposed to smell like a monkey, not like food. Anyway, so she shoos me out of there, and she still doesn't go fetch me any mandarins when she's done with her shower, which you'd think would be a nice gesture considering the trauma she just put me through being naked in the shower and smelling like Iggy treats, since I went looking and accidentally saw her bare monkey ass. You know them humans don't even have tails? I don't even want to know why. What's up with that? I mean, frogs don't have tails neither, and we all know how screwed up the frogs are. Can't be a good sign that the humans don't have any. They do apparently have fur in weird spots, apart from on top of their heads, though.
Ugh.
To think that there's like a $1 billion industry of naked pictures of humans. I don't know who the hell would want to see that for free, even, let alone for money. Certainly they're nowhere near as nice to look at as us iguanas, well, that goes without saying. But anyways, I got my revenge, though. I don't like being tricked or lied to. So when the monkey was at work yesterday, I went in there and I found her mandarin-scented soap goo, and I poured it all down the toilet. And then she gets home, and she gets all mad.
Zamo, that stuff's expensive. It's like $25 at the body shop for that Satsuma body wash.
I don't care. Too damn bad. Get some other scent that doesn't smell like iguana treats. How would you like it if I went around smelling like pizza and steak and chocolate? I bet you wouldn't like that one bit. Well, I don't like it the other way. So anyways, that was the big event in my week. That and trying to avoid bath time, but I guess that's another story. And, you know, it's ongoing. And what a nap. Talk at you, Iggs, next time. Oh, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zamo the Destroyer. Or if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you just go to my website, ZamoTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever. Anyways, talk to you next time. Bye.